So, you want me to talk about my rape? And if I just talk about it, you'll sign that paper that I honored this appointment and the court will be satisfied with my required therapy session? Okay, then. Well, sure. I was raped, but I'm not upset or traumatized by it. I'm actually happy it happened. Why? Well, because I actually want men to rape me. It means I look desirable enough for a man to put forth effort in raping me and gave me attention. Do I think I'm undesirable? I mean, yeah, look at me. I'm not that pretty. And even though I puke after every meal almost every day, I'm still fat. If I had enough money, I would have pumped up lips, huge fake tits, liposuction, tummy tuck, ass implants, literally anything to make me look like a bimbo Barbie fuck doll, because that's what men want. Not very men want an ugly bitch like me. So when that man raped me, I was so thankful and pleased he felt I was worthy enough. I didn't tell the cops this, but I guess I can tell you since patient, therapist, confidentiality, right? Okay. So I was in that park late at night, no panties on under my dress. I had, "Please rape me," written on my cleavage, and I was begging any man I saw that night to rape me. I'm a rape slut. I've been raped so many times I can't count, and I love each and every single one. This one was unique in that my rapist left me unconscious in the park, and some random person found me and called the cops. I never call the cops when I've been raped because I literally want and need to be raped. And this rapist beat me pretty badly. You can still see the bruises on my face, right? I've been depressed ever since they started fading. Well, I'm sad they faded because a bruised and swollen face gives me attention that I can't normally get. I always hope that a bruised up face will draw abusive, misogynistic men to me because I'm single and I'm pretty fucking worthless without a man that owns me and claims me. So I'm grateful for any attention a man gives me, even if it's abusive. It makes me feel fulfilled to know I've served a man in any kind of way. Why do I think I'm worthless without a man? I mean, come on, that's a given. Because I am a female, I am inferior to all men. Like, females cannot survive without men. We're weak and way less smart than men. I am nothing but a piece of meat, basically with three fuck holes for men to use. And if I'm lucky, men will breed me. I have nothing else to offer men except my fuck holes, breeding, and service. And sadly, I haven't been bred yet, but I've wished for a rape baby ever since I was a teenager. I had a father that instilled those values in me. He actually left me and my mother because he told us we were too ugly and worthless, and he found a prettier wife and daughter to use. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to being a rape slut. Yeah, my father raped me, and I'm thankful for it. My mom told me he started molesting me when I was a baby. And I love my father for using and abusing me. If my father didn't come in my room every night and rape me, I would literally cry and cut myself for being an undesirable whore. My mom, she started hating me because I would walk around the house practically nude all the time, begging for my father's attention. My uncle and grandfather also spent a lot of time at our house, teaching me how to be a good submissive whore for men. By the time I was 10, I had begged every man in my family to rape me. Then by the time I reached high school, I had gotten most of the men in our neighborhood to use me like a rape slut. I stopped worrying about school in elementary school because my dad taught me that learning was useless for girls and getting fucked and bred was what I should be spending my life doing. And that's what I've done. If there's a day I spend not making a man come in one of my fuckholes, I usually hurt myself because I'm so mad and upset with myself. I do not feel complete if I haven't serviced a man sexually. I've actually realized that I can offer at least my mouth at glory holes if I wasn't successfully raped during that day. I also visit local truck stops and offer my body to truckers that need to dump their loads into a whore like me. And masturbating is pretty fucking useless because my cunt's pleasure doesn't matter. But I do Kegel exercises every day, all day, and wear butt plugs, and that's all just for the sake of hole training. It's important my holes are stretchable and fuckable, and my dad taught me this from an early age. And honestly, he started training my whore holes when I was a baby in diapers. Sometimes I worry that my reproductive system is faulty because I can't tell you how many loads I've taken in my cunt. Like, I should have a football team of children by now. But I have successfully gotten pregnant once. I was about 15 years old, and it was from one of the neighbors. He forced me to get an abortion, and I didn't question him. Obviously, he knows what's best. But I sometimes wonder if that abortion harms something in my cunt and is causing me to be infertile. But I badly, so badly want to be a mother for many reasons. I'd love to carry on the family tradition, whether it be a boy or a girl. If it were a boy, I'd raise him right and teach him that females are inferior to him and that he's superior. He'd have full access to my fuckholes if he wanted. Even underage boys should get whatever they want from women because they have a cock, even if it's just a child cock. And if I had a girl, I would teach her the same lessons my dad taught me, and I'd make sure she was an even better whore than me. So, any other questions? I mean, you seem a bit speechless. God. Why are you so obsessed with my rape? I told you, I am thankful and happy that a man beat me and raped me. I've actually masturbated every night, remembering how rough he was with me. He slapped my face the whole time he throat fucked me, and I even puked on his cock, which he loved. And my dad, he taught me that puking from throat fucking is actually a good thing because it means a man is using your throat properly. And then plus, it's an easy way to empty my fat stomach. My rapist, as you call him, made me lick up my puke from the sidewalk and off his boots. He was so dominant and degrading. Ugh, it turned me on so much. I was so happy to be used by him. He pushed me on the ground in the middle of that park and fucked my cunt so hard that it actually ripped some. And he was a black man, so his cock was so fucking massive. He punched me the whole time he was railing into me because he said my cunt was too loose and sloppy. And I thanked him every time he punched me like a good whore. My dad would be so proud of that. Once he was done with my cunt, he anally raped me. And of course, since we were out in a park at night, there was no lube, and my asshole was left protruded and ripped. I actually don't remember much about the anal because they said that's what made me pass out unconscious from the pain of his anal fucking. I secretly wish Other men used my stretch and ripped fuck holes while I was passed out unconscious. I really hope that happened. I would be so pleased to have service that much cock in one night. But yeah, I'm totally fine. And I'm not like most women you see in here. I want to be raped. In fact, I love being raped. And honestly, the fact that women are such crybabies about rape really upsets me. Because men deserve everything. If a man finds a woman or young girl attractive, he should be able to say whatever he wants, grab whatever he wants, and fuck whatever he wants. I actually find sexual harassment trainings at work literally so offensive and embarrassing as a woman. It's really embarrassing to know that women bitch and complain to you every day about being raped. They should be thanking these men for giving them the time of day and attention. But I know I showed up to our appointment today without makeup and heels on, which is honestly unacceptable. I strongly believe, thanks to my dad, that I'm not even a little pretty without makeup and heels, but I did wear this dress, and as you can see, I didn't wear panties because I knew you were a male therapist, and I'm always prepared to offer my holes to men. May I offer my mouth cunt to you, doctor? You can fuck my mouth and throat like you fuck cunts. As hard as you want, I would be honored to have you use my face like a cunt. And if you don't want my whore mouth, here's my filthy cunt, presented and spread for you. Please rape my fuckhole, doctor. You can think about prettier sluts while you're raping me. You don't even have to worry about if I'm enjoying it or if I have an orgasm, but I promise my cunt stays wet while I'm being raped and is tight enough to make cocks feel good. It is a whore hole for cocks to penetrate and use. A womb. My pleasure means nothing, only yours. And here's my tight ass fuck hole. I'd be so honored if you chose to rape all three of my holes. Please, doctor, I understand completely that I'm a cum dumpster and every other female you see should feel the same way. And my fuck holes are nothing but holes for milking men's cum, and I want to milk your cum. I won't tell anyone you've used my body for your own pleasure, because a good whore keeps her mouth shut unless she's asking for more or begging for cum. Please use my filthy whore body. I'll be anything you want. An anal gape whore. A needy rape slut. A piss whore. A cum hungry slut. A puke pig. I've noticed you don't have a footrest. I'll even bend over and you can use my body as furniture. Literally anything you want you could have, because you're a man. And I'm desperate to serve you and hopefully worship your cock if you think I'm worthy of that. And if you want, you can just masturbate right into my mouth or onto the floor and I'll happily clean up your cum. I'm a cum-hungry whore, doctor, desperate to be raped by men. Because all men are better than me, and I am just grateful to be just given the chance to beg for use and rape. So what do you say, doctor? It looks like we have 15 minutes left. Please rape me. Please.